Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the second episode of the Up 19 Show. I'm your host, James, and let's get right into the episode, ladies and gentlemen. So, 2 weeks ago, Kodak Black was on Instagram Live with his friends, hanging out with his friends, and he was talking about the recent death of our man's Nipsey Hussle, and he was talking about his wife, and a lot of people were really, really angry at him, and this is what I have to say. So Kodak Black was talking to his friends, and he was talking about Nipsey Hussle and mainly his wife, and this is what happened. So he was talking to his friends about, I guess, like talking to each other, saying, "Oh man, I feel bad for his wife. His wife is going to be so sad at the funeral, and also in general." And all that, because she'd just lost her love of her life, and saying all that stuff. And Kodak Black quickly told them that, "Man, I'm gonna try and be the best man for her. If she needs someone to talk to, I'll be there for her. I'll be her Prince Charming," like all that, basically saying that he's gonna try and be the same man as Nipsey Hussle was. And the sad thing about it, and you're allowed to say that about someone's wife, but like saying, "Oh man, he's lucky they have that wife, because she's like, I don't know, fit or something," you know what I mean? But it's sad that, you know, like bro, you shouldn't be saying that, really, because she just lost the love of her life, and you're saying all these things to try and like get her to be with you. Like, he wasn't even dead a week, and he was saying that, and that was really, really, really bad of him to say that. And this was 2 weeks ago, guys. The day later, he went on Instagram Live again, because he saw all the backlash that he got from the live stream the night before, saying about his wife, saying, "Oh man, I'll try and be the best man for her," and he tried to apologize. But guys, we all know Kodak Black, he'll try and get away with everything. So he said, "Man, I'm sorry, and I didn't mean to say that, yeah, you know." And then quick after he said that, he literally just changed the subject, like, immediately. You know what I mean? Immediately. He wasn't even talking about it for 20 seconds. That was not even a proper apology, guys. And, man, to me, thinking about it, you know, we see these rappers today, which you have different type of rappers. You have, like, people who try and send a good message, kind of like ASAP Rocky, Logic, Drake, you know, sometimes Kendrick Lamar. You know, we have those really good rappers that inspire us to be good and teach us lessons. And, you know, you just have these other side of hip-hop and rap with other people like 6ix9ine, sometimes Drippy Red. You have Lil Pump, you have Kodak Black, and you have all them rappers just trying to get a good song out, and just try and entertain, and try and act silly and act childish for views and all that, and for fame. And that side of the music industry, I really disagree. I really hate, you know, I hate that side of hip hop and the music industry, because they're just plain silly. They're just out there for fame. And the sad thing is, they're most likely not going to change, you know? It's just really, really, really upsetting, in a way. Because you're like, "Man, he has a good flow, but I just hate his personality." That, you're going to get a lot of people who say that, you know? And the bad thing is, you know, you won't see people, like, of course you're allowed to, you know, say, oh man, I would love to be, I would love if she was my lady, you know, of course you're allowed to say that, but, mate, Nipsey Hussle died, you know, not even a week, and you're saying that about his wife? He hasn't even been a dead a week, you know. That's really upset. She's going through a hard time, and you're trying to say, oh, I'll be his replacement. That's really, really, really bad, guys. You know, that's just really upsetting to me. You know, that's not like, it's really upsetting to a lot of people. I'm like, how can you say that? Because there's a lot of people who really, really, you know, who really looked up to Nipsey Hussle, and Nipsey Hussle was himself a great guy. You know, he was on the trip. He was on the Double XL cover in 2010, and he was with, I think he was with what's his name? Man, I'll try and think of the artist. I think it was what was it again? You know the song For Real For Real by, I don't know what his name is, I forgot his name, but I'll tell you the next segment anyway. But yeah, you know, it's just got a lot of people looked up to Nipsey Hussle, and then Kodak Black has to say, oh, I'll be his replacement, not even a week after he died. You know, it's just that's just hard, you know. You don't say that about someone's lady if that lady's partner is dead. Like, you know, it's really, really upsetting for a lot of people, because, you know, and say a lot of people like Kodak Black, but now they don't like it. You have to be careful what you say on the internet, and if you're big, you have to be really careful sometimes. But, you know, guys. So, thank you guys for listening. I'll tell you who the rapper was in the next segment anyway. What I want to say is goodbye. I love y'all. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll see you next week. Good. Bye. By the way, guys, the artist that I was on about when I was talking about the song For Real For Real, the song was by your man's Wiz Khalifa, and I do recommend Wiz Khalifa, by the way. So, anyway, guys, thank you again for tuning in, thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys next weekend. Goodbye.